Lesson 15. Understanding the doors in your foyer. So like the rest of this lesson, I want to simplify this and just help you understand it, not only in a symbolic way, but in a really easy to use and transferable way. Let's fast forward down the road and imagine that our foyer is well built. We've deepened our practice within meditation. We have the detail in our foyer. What doors interest you to install to go further? If we simplify things and take a lot of the gobbledygook out of it and the overcomplication that a lot of other modalities will teach you, let's choose any door for what you want to work on. So if you were to build a door inside the foyer of just getting to know yourself, and then we have a separate door for healing, right? Then we have a separate door for looking higher. Let's just start with those three. In the first door, once we're in our foyer, this really becomes important when we move from guided meditation to self-guided meditation. With a guided meditation, we generally will see the intention in the title of the meditation. Do this for astral travel, do this for dreaming, do this for sleep. But when you're on your own and you've gone inside your foyer, you have to choose which path you're going to work on, no different than going to the gym and choosing, is it a leg day, is it an arm day, is it a cardio day? Right? So that first door, getting to know yourself and going inside yourself, the moment you step through that door, you're already setting up the intention that you're going deeper within you and you're exploring yourself. And then the same principles I want you to carry forward from your foyer or from the meadow into that room, right? What is the detail you're looking for in the room? More often than not, people find it very helpful in the beginning to set up that space, whatever that room is going to be used for, as a physical room and let it symbolize what they're looking for. You know, there's a common practice in dreams when they talk about somebody dreaming about the shape of a house and what the house looks like inside. So for example, if it's a grand mansion on the outside, but yet when they walk inside in their dream, they look inside the house and it's all a mess and it's disheveled. That's very symbolic for a lot of people on the way they view themselves. The house is generally symbolized as a picture or reflection of who you are as a person. So in this case, the person that dreams that probably puts forward a very, very solid and fancy image, but inside they feel much like a hot mess. So use that same framework when you're building your meditation spaces inside your own mind and build the room based off of how you feel. Not what anybody else thinks, not what anybody else cares or can judge you for, because this is, well, first and foremost, it's none of their business. And secondly, this is only for you. This is the space between your ears when you're meditating. It doesn't need to be fanciful and it doesn't need to be anything other than accurate and honest for yourself. So think for a second. Let's pretend we've gone through our foyer and we've gone through that first door about looking inside ourselves. What would that room look like for you right now as a starting point? Now, if you come up to that plate or that question with any kind of shame or embarrassment, I want you to remember you can always renovate. You can always change things as things improve, and you can always redecorate. But the point is, what's your starting point today? What should that room look like? Is it plain? Is it elegant? Is it monotone? Is it full of sporadic color and vibrant images? And just out of curiosity, what did the door look like? Was it a door that kind of gave you the imagery or the sense of holding you back, or it was hard to get into? Or was the door easy to open and welcoming? This too can be very revealing for yourself when you pay attention to those details. The idea of going past the foyer means learning that skill in depth and getting very, very intimate with the skill of noticing what's there inside you. Now, as you build these rooms, when I said, you know, looking within, healing, and looking above yourself, what does higher mean for you? I want you to imagine yourself standing in the foyer, and do these doors look any different? Should they feel any different? Is there an expectation that they should be different? Now, it may sound like I'm being overly detailed just for the sake of being overly detailed, but these are the small little differences between good and great. When we talk about the meditation habit, and we talk about ownership within your own mind, you putting the work into and you putting those details into how that represents itself to you. Not how it looks on Facebook, not how it looks to your friends or to a meditation teacher, how it looks to you. One of the reasons I did this course and this website up as a self-paced course is to give you the opportunity to not perform. That you could just sit there with a recorded voice and be honest with yourself and give yourself that chance of vulnerability and show courage in that moment to be honest with yourself. There is zero expectation that you share anything inside this meditation or inside this course with anybody else around you, so why not be honest? Because, like I said, renovations are right around the corner. Redecorating is a natural part of the process as you get deeper and deeper into meditation. I think you'll find it interesting if you chase a few other doors for a while and then you naturally come back to go inside yourself, it just will naturally feel and probably look different as you get to know yourself on this journey. Sometimes the house redecorates itself without even you realizing it. There is an endless list of things that you can use meditation for, and this foyer can be as large or as small as you require, and it can change over time or over your journey. Those moments of what you need are led by your interests. You will naturally be more interested in a topic because you need it more. It doesn't mean you need the topic, but that might become the stepping stone to lead you to the topic that you really were intended for. A lot of people chase lucid dreaming to learn how to sleep better. Does it mean lucid dreaming physically makes them sleep better? No, technically lucid dreaming makes you sleep a little bit worse. You're active within your dreams, which means you get less full deep sleep. But was it interested enough for you to put in the work, to put in the energy, to make sure that you're calm, relaxed before bedtime, you don't have a lot of screen time stimulating your brain before bed, so you could fall asleep quicker and in a more controlled way? Yes. Then lucid dreaming became the stepstone for the long and restful sleep. So don't get wrapped up into the topics or the idea of expectation when it comes to the different avenues you're going to take with meditation. Trust yourself in that moment to follow your interests and maybe even look at it in a sense of play, where you can have some fun along the way and experiment with a few things, knowing that you can always retreat back to your foyer if things get a little bit out of your depth. These moments along the way are limitless on what you want to use meditation for, but listing an entire list of, you know, 100 to 200 different topics won't really do you much service other than distract you. So I want you to ask yourself a couple questions just sitting here right now. What was the first thing that brought you to meditation? And what was the thing that you think it's used for the most? I don't care if you're right or wrong on these, but sometimes putting on the table in that space where you can be safe, your expectations of the journey and why you took it, or the view that you have of, say, people who meditate, gives you a chance to reevaluate along the way and start redecorating just by learning some new stuff. A lot of people don't realize the power of meditation when it comes to healing our own bodies. Joe Dispenza is a great example of this. If you haven't heard of him, I suggest you look him up. person with a spinal injury that decided to heal his spine and learn how to walk all over again using meditation. An amazing story, but also a lot of work that he put in to understanding how his body works and being able to feel those pathways and directing the energy in so his body could use it to heal properly. But for those that don't think that's possible, that'll always just be a story in some paper somewhere. For those that are curious or allow their interest to inspire them about it, they start to learn more and they start to experiment and prove to themselves the different flow of energy within their body and how it is a lot more in their control than they may have believed before. Now, the next door I want to touch on that we just talked about in the beginning there was looking higher. This comes back to that original question that I asked you of what your framework of faith looks like. And that's, I know a lot of people hear faith and think religion, but faith is merely the direction we're going, why we point our course a particular way and the course itself that we're pointing. So if that's the word that you use is the universe or the divine or source or God, or even your higher self, there's an inherent belief along all those lines that it is above ourselves here in our mortal body. So there's no right or wrong way to chase your own faith or framework in that moment, but this should be a door that you enter into intentfully and walk through it having an expectation that that is your intention of finding out more. This also might be a door that you might want to personally decorate. What does it mean to you? What's a reminder of your faith or your framework that this might be something a little bit more sacred than just you and your mortal body? Now, all of these doors can be equal as far as importance or size or character to you, and all of these doors can also be individual for you. I really recommend taking a lot of fun and maybe even some childlike, I don't know, humor or childlike wonder in this to explore this and decorate your foyer to best suit your personality. If your personality loves the order and structure and the symmetry, then I would make all my doors the exact same size, have the framework around them the exact same or the trim. But if you're a little bit more on the whimsy side or on the creative side, why not have doors that are different sizes and some are mouse size and some are giant size? It sounds like a bit of fun and it sounds a bit ridiculous, I know, but why shouldn't you be that close to your personality inside your own head? It makes sense to make it match you because it is you. That is your foyer. Nobody can access you there. Nobody can even peek behind the curtain to see what you've done there. This is a little prize and a little sacred area, if you will, that you are building that would suit you and only you the best. So for the purposes of this course, start with those three doors. They're probably three of the most popular that people who are just beginning a meditative habit to start with, and they're probably the three easiest to explore. And when you're ready, add another door on, but only when you're ready or you're curious or you're interested. Don't feel bad if you have a door that's half constructed and your interest leads you somewhere else. Leave it. Allow your interest to guide you in this journey forward. Your interest is sometimes a lot more than you think it is. Be it you call it guidance, be it you call it intuition, be it you call it even fate. A lot of these doors and spaces inside yourself that you're building deserve just as much love as you share with others. Just as much time, care, and even craftsmanship that you want to build this for you. It's funny how much in this lesson I've been stressing doing this for you, putting in the details for you, showing love for yourself, respect for yourself. There's a reason behind that. I think sometimes people get into a rushing mentality when they're doing something for themselves and they end up with a good enough attitude. Well, I can deal with it. It doesn't matter. So then maybe if that resonates with you, maybe build it pretending it's for somebody else, somebody very special, and then enjoy it yourself. That's it for now. We'll see you next time.